The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Prepare the escape pod for a launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
You will.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state-of-the-art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1904, a tiny moon of Jupiter, Himalaya, was discovered using the telescope at Lick Observatory. It's the sixth largest moon of Jupiter, and it's the largest of the planet's irregular moons, which are most likely captured asteroids. In 1973, Jupiter got its first visitor from Earth, NASA's Pioneer 10 space probe.
On December 3rd, after traveling half a billion miles from Earth, Pioneer 10 returned close-up pictures and scientific data as it passed within 81,000 miles of the giant planet. Data about its temperature and the makeup of its atmosphere.
Pioneer 10's electronics took a beating as it flew past Jupiter's equator right through one of the most potent portions of the giant planet's intense magnetic field. Pioneer 10's onboard computer began reporting errors to ground controllers, but recovered once it gained some distance. It continued to report findings to NASA scientists as it zoomed toward the edge of the solar system, filing its final report in 2003 before its nuclear power source failed to produce the electricity needed to keep Pioneer online. Born on this day in 1949, Heather Menzies, co-star of the short-lived Logan's Run TV series in the 1970s.
Logan, don't shoot!
You know my name?
Logan Five.
How do you know?
We've been watching you. You're not like the rest of the Sandmen. You've been asking questions.
Sandmen don't question the order of things.
Logan, Carousel is death. No one is renewed.
When you're 30, you'll die too.
Unless you run for sanctuary.
You're saying there is sanctuary?
Yes. Outside.
There's nothing outside. The air was poisoned in the nuclear war.
Stephen Culp, who played Major Hayes on Star Trek Enterprise, was born in 1955.
Okay, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. How does 0800 sound?
I prefer to train in the evenings.
Any reason?
You get a better workout. Muscles are looser, reaction time's quicker.
How about Tuesdays and Fridays in the morning, Wednesdays in the evening?
How about Tuesdays and Fridays in the evenings and Wednesday in the morning?
You're not making this very easy.
I'm not trying to make it difficult.
With all due respect, I think that's exactly what you're trying to do.
Pixar's Andrew Stanton was born in 1965. Rainbow's son Franks, who played Lieutenant Ford in Stargate Atlantis, was born in 1979.
I'm good to go.
I appreciate your enthusiasm, Lieutenant. But Doc,
I'm serious. Just let me prove it. Just give me something to do.
I don't think so.
Don't push me around!
In 1976, Atari unleashed one of the earliest first-person space shoot-em-ups as Starship One landed in arcades in all of its flickery glory. And in 2007, it was back to the Revolutionary War for the Star Trek fan film Starship Farragut.
These people look like Americans during the time of the Revolutionary War. Sol and I have been studying Earth's history. I don't think we're here by accident.
I agree. They're new technology.
What doesn't make sense is why they would risk altering history. They should know the danger of bringing us here.
Unless this isn't real. Maybe they're testing us.
See if we can handle time travel.
You can read about these events and many more on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The two DVD set Phosphor Dot Fossils, offering a 6-hour tour through an audio-visual timeline of the early history of video games, is now available at a special price. And you can pick up our other original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, anytime in the logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.